What do you hope to get accomplished and established, I guess, in the first?
You know, really our goal, you know, of any original camp is, you know, to be comfortable in our systems. You know, we've been able to meet with them. They've been able to, you know, condition their bodies in the off-season program phase one. You know, we started meetings in phase two, and then to be able to have this bonus, you know, mini camp because of being a new staff is really helpful. We're able to input, you know, our offense, defensive, and special team schemes.
And are you concerned at all that you're not being at it, even though it's voluntary?
You know, look, it's voluntary. It's a new CBA. You know, I know where he is. I know what his thoughts are. I'm not going to share them with the world. You know, I'd prefer he'd be here just like any player, but I understand this is the offseason. And, you know, when guys got things that they had to take care of or maybe commitments they've made, you know, this is the time to do it. They can't be doing it in season.
How much have you communicated with Matt just to get on the same page?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into every, you know, time we've touched base or any of those things, but, you know, I know where he is. I'm familiar with where he is. I prefer he'd be here, but, you know, that is the same with everybody.
Same with Martellus?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same answer.
John, what do they miss by not being here?
Well, they miss that installation. They miss some mental time. They miss, you know, the on-the-field work. So, you know, we have a next man up approach here, and so, you know, guys get opportunities. So when one door closes, another door opens for somebody else.
You've been really anxious to see Jay Cutler do some things and get to work with him.
I've really been excited and anxious to see everybody, you know. So it was a good first day. I thought these guys' attitude, the way they went about their business was, you know, extremely good, and they have been that way, and so I wasn't expecting much different here. But to see him on the grass was fun.
What's going on with John Bostic?
He's got a little twinge that in his back that they're dealing with. But like I said, I'm not going to get much into injuries. He's just not able to be out there right now. He was at practice. He's been at meetings. So he's out there doing what he can do right now.
What's been the overall condition of some of these guys at this point?
Yeah, I think pretty good. You know, we've started a new strength and conditioning program I mentioned a while back. You know, but I've liked the way they've looked in that. You get a chance to see guys' work ethic and their enthusiasm working in that that situation, and I've liked what I've seen.
John, with Cutler, what do you zero in on at this stage of the offseason program?
You know, just teach them the offense. I mean, for everybody, you're trying to get everybody to play better, perform better. So no different with Jake than anybody else out there.
You haven't, I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since you got Alan Ball, mm-hmm. Kind of a bigger guy, and he's got a 6'2", which you guys list him at there. Is that a desire for you guys? Is that position is linked, important to you at the cornerback position?
Well, I think, you know, again, you know, all these players come in different shapes and sizes. So he's a guy we liked. We liked his, you know, what he did on tape. Obviously, we signed him. You know, and we're just getting to know him. We've had really one actual full-speed practice.
Coach, is it difficult with this work the last 3 days before the draft? Does it make it harder for you to have the input you'd like into the final preparations for that?
You know, I'd prefer it not to have been the week of the draft, but within the rules and kind of the things we wanted to do on the back end of our offseason, this was pretty much the only time to get it in, and I do like getting it in before the draft. But, you know, hey, we just work hours, so we'll find time to do it.
Do you expect Jeremiah Ratliff to be here this week at all?
No. Again, I know where he is. I'm not going to go into all the situations, but I don't expect him here this week, no.
Couple more, we'll bring in Jay.
It's only been one day out here, but to what extent, especially with players like holdovers like Jared Allen, is it maybe problematic trying to fit a square peg into a round hole type of thing? Do you see that as any kind of issue with him and players like that?
Not really. I think you know, there's enough carryover that other than, you know, OLB versus DE, I mean, that's just alphabet. I mean, it's the same job description in my experience. So, and whether a guy's been a holdover or, I mean, I kept coaches off the staff, so I don't really buy into all that. You know, you try to find good human talent at all levels, upstairs and downstairs, and then go about your business.